plunge in today and be made. Yes, make us complete. Thank you, Lord. Glory to His name. Oh, we sing in glory to His wonderful name. Yes, and glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. Are you glad? I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, singing glory to His name. Oh yes, we're singing glory to His wonderful name. Yes, glory to His wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Brother Michael, can you help us out, brother? Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory to His name. So glad we've entered in. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Fill my cup. Amen. You want to be filled up this morning? Amen. Well, we can choose to worship Him. Amen. We'll just do the chorus. Fill my cup. I lift it up. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and may Your glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Let's stand and worship Him. Lord, fill my cup, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, I lift it up. Oh, Lord, just invite Him to bless you this morning. Come and quench, oh, Lord, thirsting of my soul. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bread of heaven, oh, Lord, feed me till I want. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Fill my cup, lift it up, and make me whole. Yes, just raise your hand and worship Him. Lord, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench, Lord, this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill us this morning, Lord. Lord, we worship You, Lord. We praise Your name. Thank You, Jesus, with all Your heart. Glory. Oh, God.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it.
You are that cup. Oh, He can fill you this morning.
Please quench this thirst. trusting of my soul. Bread of heaven, oh, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Let's sing it once more as Brother Colin comes up.
Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
You know, I always keep reminding myself and nobody else, but God is the ever-present God. He ever take care of us and look after us. When we think, we're not thinking about Him, but He's thinking about us.
Glory.
Amen. We're going to read from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 21. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we have gathered this morning, Father, to worship around the Holy Word, Father, praying that for each one of us, Lord, they have a need in our heart and soul, God, that you will bless us and grant it unto us. Father, wherever we are, you know that you are there. Father, we look about us, we see troubles on every hand, but Lord, you bring us through them all. Father, help us and guide us and lead us along the way. For everyone present, God, just touch them in a special way and lift up their hearts with open understanding that by the words that we hear, Lord, we'll be blessed and strengthened. Just remember, Father, you regard this morning, Father, and touch him in a special way that he will bless us with his words. God, and we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 107. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
And gather them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in.
Hungry and thirsty, thy souls fainted in them.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to his city of habitation.
Oh, that they would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
For he satisfieth the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness.
Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron.
Because they rebel against the words of God, and he condemned the counsel of the Most High.
Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord, his wonderful works to the children of men.
For we have broken gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Their soul, the Lord, of all manner of leap, and they draw near unto the gates of death.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God bless you. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. He sent his word. Amen. Thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Let's sing 398. He paid a debt. Amen. We couldn't pay it, but he came and paid it. Amen. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt, oh, that I could never pay. Think about it. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt, yes, that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory? Yes, it will, to see him on that day. I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt. He didn't owe it. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. It's Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels, oh Lord, they're all around. Let us pray. Now we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Yes, Lord Jesus, we are standing on holy ground. Yes,
but I know there are angels. Oh Lord, they're all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Let's go ahead and stand. Oh, we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Amen. Let's worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. We are standing on holy ground. And I know there are angels. Yes, Lord, they're all around. Oh, let us pray. Oh, yes, we're going to praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, now. Oh, we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. To be standing on holy ground. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise His name. Amen. Thank God we can stand in His presence. Amen. You ready for the word? Amen. Well, let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as my brother comes out. Looking forward to what God has placed on his heart. Amen. He sent His word and it healed us. Amen. And delivered us. Praise God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, oh my Lord. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, yes, Lord. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, oh my Lord, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 my Lord, you are.
Holy,
holy, oh Lord,
holy,
yes, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy,
I want to see you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. How many want to see Him? Amen. Well, you just look at His word and just look all around you. Brother Dale says many times, just look all around you. And you see Him in His people. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see each one of you. And we just appreciate the Lord and appreciate the opportunity that He gives us. Amen. To say something to help His people. Amen. Amen. We don't come here, you know, to, at least that's not my purpose, and to show off or anything like that. I hope there's something that can be said that would help you. To minister to your need. God knows your needs. I don't know your needs. God does. And He can minister directly, exactly to that point. Amen. So we just thank God for allowing us to be in the house of God. Continue to pray for my wife, Christine. She's getting much better. And she developed a urinary tract infection. And then it, because of her taking antibiotics for it, it developed into a yeast infection and all that. So it, you just pray for her. And, but she's getting better from this COVID, and Lord willing, maybe next Sunday she'd be here with us again. So pray also for Zoe as well. Also ask that you all pray for my mom and my dad as well, as they're battling with this COVID as well. My dad, he's getting much better, but my mom, it's really been affecting her. So you just remember her in prayer. They're not having problems breathing or anything like that, but it's really affecting her emotionally and mentally. She feels like she's not herself, you know, and it's very strange. She's losing her. She doesn't even want to eat. Doesn't want to. Her appetite's gone. Just the thought of food and water makes her want to vomit. So you just remember her in prayer, you know, and just reading some of the symptoms of this, there's a lot of people that have had this, where they vomit just thinking about food and water. So, but I know God can deliver her from that. He's done that many times for her in different situations, and I know this time it's no different. It's just another devil just trying to rear his horns. Amen. And so we just appreciate the Lord. Right before we go to read the word, you just may be seated for just a moment. I wanted to show something real quick. If the brothers could bring the first picture up. I stay in touch with the brothers, in Nicaragua and Honduras. I still stay, and try to be in touch with what's going on over there. But I wanted to talk about real quick, just bring up this need for a family. Now, you brothers have already helped out with this need, but there's a family last year that they had a 1-year-old son, and all throughout last year, as bad as it was, you know, they were battling with the health of their little boy. The little boy pretty much came to a point where he got real sick. I cannot remember what he had. Anyways, back in November, December, the little baby died. The Lord decided to take him. And so, the family is a family. It was a family of four. Now it's a family of three. This was their little house, that they lived in Nicaragua. And, far cry for some of our houses that we stay at, and then sometimes we complain. but you see, while they were going back and forth to the hospital with the little baby, you know, they had people going into their house, taking things from their house, pretty much tearing down the house. I mean, they would actually tear down the house and take it for materials and things like that. But they would come home and of course, you know, they would be at the hospital more often than they were at the house. So, they decided to just leave this place. The brother did is he just took off the roof, because that was all that was pretty much left in the house, and decided to take it elsewhere. And his mom, helped supply a piece of property so that they could build a new house on top, because of this place, they decided to leave it since it was so dangerous. It was a dangerous area for them to live. I mean, you got robbers just going in all the time through the place. So they never asked me for anything. I just took it upon my heart. I said, "Brother, how much would it cost to build you a little place?" He said, "Well, just a little kitchen and a little living room and just one bedroom for him." And it's for them and his one daughter. It only cost them like $4,200 just to have them a little brand new place, that they're going to build themselves, and it's a safer area. So if you want to skip to the next picture, this is some, I asked them to please take some pictures of how the structure ended up being and things like that. And he did. And next picture. Next picture. This is where they used to live. Next picture. Next. And so I asked him to please send me exactly how much everything would cost, detailed, and they did. And so it come out from Nicaraguan money to U.S. dollars, it'd be like $4,200 next. This is the family right here. And that's brother Mario and his wife Scarlett. And I can't remember the little girl's name. So I've worked, Sister Scarlett, has a brother who does mission work around the country, and I've worked with him personally. So they're a very fine family, and love the Lord. So you remember the family in prayer, because having to just lost their one-year-old baby and then not even have a home right now to live in is a terrible thing. I mean, they're pretty much homeless at the point right now. And having to stay at their parents' home and at his parents' home, but they're a family and they should have their own home. So next, I think there's one or two more. Okay, so that's it. So I'm just bringing this need. If you feel that you want to help out, I'm going to send them some funds this coming week to them. Some of you have already helped out. But if you want to put something extra to help them out, and then we'll get something to you. I'll tell them to create a video or something for you saying thank you for the funds. Okay, but just remember the family. And if you can't give, that's okay. Pray for the family. Pray, because prayer availeth much. Thank you. Let's stand back to our feet. And we're going to go to the Word now. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Amen. And we just want to talk this morning a little bit about faith. Amen. I just felt led to go this route this morning. And I believe Satan is on a rampage. Amen. He's doing everything he can to hinder our faith and to make it waver and toss it to and fro. And so we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. But before we read the Word, let's just bow our heads. Our gracious Lord Jesus, as we come before you, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would, Father God, minister to us, Father, in thine own special way, Lord. You know, Heavenly Father, what each and every one of my brothers and sisters here have need of. And we just ask you, Lord God, that you would come down on the scene, Lord Jesus, and minister directly to that need, Father God. Lord Jesus, I'm insufficient within myself, Lord, but Lord, you're everything to us, Father God. And there's nothing, Lord, that you cannot do, Lord. So we pray that you would just come, speak through your word, Lord God. Continue to be there with Sister Cleta, Father God. And continue to strengthen her, mend in her, Lord God, and Lord, Sister Tootsie, and all of the different ones, Lord God, that they're sick. Father, we just pray that you'd minister to them. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening Brother Kern. Thank you for healing him, Lord. Lord, and we just appreciate, Heavenly Father, that even though through times of chaos, times of crisis, times, Lord, where we lose our health, Father God, you promised us healing through your word, Lord. Amen. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you now, Father, that you would have your way here and be with the ones traveling right now, Lord. Protect them. And Lord, bless Brother Wade, Lord, as he's ministering, Father, this morning. You anoint him in a mighty way to say something that would help your people there in that area, Lord Jesus. Granted, Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 Let's read in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When they had heard these words, I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 14. I had it here and then I lost it. All right. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." How many would just love to just have those words said directly to you? Amen. Praise God. Well, he has. He said them through his word. Amen. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Glory.
Amen. Praise God. So that's where we want to leave it off. You may be seated this morning. The Lord add a blessing to his word. Amen. I just want to title this morning. I want to call it Come. Amen. It's simply just come. Praise God. We've read this scripture many, many times. Amen. And you find it in different parts of the scriptures. You'll even find it in John, in the book of John. But in Matthew is the only time that we see where it actually talks about Peter walking on the water. Amen. Peter walking on the water. And you might say, oh my, that's impossible. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they want to try to prove that the message is wrong and try to prove that the Bible is wrong. Amen. But you see, there's things in the word, amen, that we've got to just take by faith. The Christian life is not just about prove to me and proof, but it's about faith. Because if God could just prove everything to us and just hand it to us on a silver platter, then you wouldn't need to have exercise your faith. There's no purpose for you to exercise your faith if God just hands everything to you. But amen. But the fact that he has us guessing sometimes, he has us wondering sometimes. Amen. That's the reason that he just wants to exercise your faith. Think about that. Amen. We don't have to explain anything. Jesus didn't ask you, can you explain it? When he would talk to the people. No, he said, do you believe it? Do you believe it? And that's all we have to do in this hour, amen, is just believe it. Praise God. You know, faith is mentioned in the Old Testament only two times. The word faith. Amen. But in the New Testament, it's mentioned 245 times. And we know that even, so this tells me that even in the Old Testament, amen, when the saints in the Old Testament, the great things that they did, that's talked about in Hebrews chapter 11, and it was the faith that they had.
Right.
Nothing explained to them, the need was, arose, and they just acted upon it. Now here in the New Testament, amen, we live in it, we talk about the faith, our faith, amen, lots about faith, 240 times, five times mentioned in the Bible, amen, we must live by faith in this hour. We must actually live by faith more than we ever have lived by faith. Praise God. Our faith is very important. Praise the Lord. So I want to take a look at this story here and just kind of work with it and see how the Lord leads. Amen. Praise God. And there in verse 22, it says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. This happened right here, just right after Jesus had fed the multitude, about 5,000 people. Actually, and it was actually more. Because the 5,000 was just only the man. If you read in the scripture, there was actually more. It was more children. There was women. But they were not even counted. It could have been 10,000 that he fed. With just two loaves and five fish. Or two fish and five loaves of bread. From a little boy's lunchbox, he fed 10,000. Amen. How much more can he not feed you and take care of you? Amen. If he could take the lunchbox, amen. Brother Branham said he only used what the little boy gave to him. And that's what the same thing with us. God can only use what you give to him. I've often said if you give him your arm, that's the only thing that he can use. If that's all you give him. But if you give him all of yourself, then he can use all of you. Sometimes the thing is that we're like Peter. We get afraid. We don't want to go. We don't want to take the next step. Amen. But God wants to use all of you, and all we give him is a little finger. In other words, you're not giving him all the full potential that's in you. Amen. But God is challenging us in this hour. Amen. Praise God. God is challenging us in the hour that we're living is to just come. Praise God. Amen. So we see that the days of the great revivals and all those things. Amen. Those things they're not here with us. That'd be wonderful. I mean, who loves to be in a nice tent meeting and the sawdust trail and all that? That's wonderful. That's nice. Amen. But you know what, saints? Right now, God is dealing with us as individuals. Amen. He's always been dealing with us as individuals, but now more often than ever. Amen. More, it's an individual walk between you and God. Brother Dale can't help you. Amen. He can't push you to do anything. Even the Holy Spirit can't push you to do anything. It's an individual walk between you and God. You decide if you want to serve God. Amen. You decide if you want to come to church. Amen. You decide if you want to read the word. You decide if you want to pray. Amen. It's between you and God. God can't push you. Just like Brother Dale's been speaking about predestination. Amen. God doesn't take us through a tube and push us through a tube and we come out the other side just, you know, in glorified bodies. Amen. That's not how it works. There's a decision. Amen. There's a choice that you must make in this hour. Amen. Whether I'm going to move on with God or not. It's limited to what we as ministers can do. Amen. All we can do is pray for you. You got to do the rest. Amen. You've got to walk with God. Amen. You've got to come. Amen. Before God. Amen. You're the one who has to have that close relationship with God. Because it's between you and God. You want to be like him? Amen. Come to him. Just come. Praise God. Amen. So we see that those days, they're not here with us anymore, but he's still here. Amen. God's still here. God never died. Amen. God's still, the Holy Spirit's still working. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. He's gathering his elect. Amen. Throughout from all the different countries. Amen. Praise God on this great ship of Zion. On the great ship of Zion, praise the Lord. And you better get on. You better get on if you want to get to the other side, you better get on this great ship of Zion. Don't think you're going to make it with your own ideas. Don't think you're going to make it with your own thoughts and your own, oh, well, I'm going to do it this way. No, you've got to get on that great ship of Zion and let that great ship of Zion take you to its destination. Amen. Because the captain, he's got a destination in mind. All you got to do is get in. Your ticket has been paid. Praise God. You've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's your ticket. Amen. Get on and let God do the rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Because saints, he's called us to do the greater works in this hour. Amen. He said, greater works than these shall ye do. For I go unto my Father is what he told the disciples. Now we know that greater works, he was speaking about the quantity of works, the quality of works, amen. The quality and the quantity, amen. But you see, in this hour, saints, there's a people that's supposed to do the greater works in this hour. Amen. There's a greater work that you and I must do in this hour, praise God. Do you know that there in 1 Thessalonians, I believe, that where it says that we shall be caught in a moment, a twinkling of an eye? That hasn't been fulfilled. Somebody's got to fulfill that. Is that a greater work or not? Because saints, think about this. Jesus died, yet he resurrected. The prophet even passed away. He's gone from us. Amen. Somebody's not going to die. Somebody's destined to not see death in this hour. Somebody is destined to be standing alive. Amen. And in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, be changed, be transformed. That hasn't happened. Somebody has got to manifest that. It might as well just be you and I. I'm not saying just here in this church, but I'm just saying the church that's alive today. Amen. Praise God. I think that's something great to look forward to. Amen. And I believe not really to look forward to, but actually taking place within us now. Amen. It's taking place. The rapture is taking place from the inside and it manifests on the outside. It's not something that just takes place on the outside. It's got to start inside first. Remember, the kingdom of God has to start taking place inside first, that change, and then it manifests on the outside. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Amen. Just like that. Somebody's going to fulfill that. Might as well just be you and me. Amen. Somebody's going to fulfill that. Praise God. Amen. You were not called here to be an intellectual. You were not called here, amen, to just have head knowledge about the word. Amen. You were called here to manifest the word. And you were called here to be the word. And live the word. And manifest the word to a dying people. Praise God. That's desiring, amen, to see the word alive. To see the word, amen, and empower. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 23 there, it says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, Jesus had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Amen. In John chapter 6, you can read another portion there of this, of what happened there. But in John chapter 6, 15, he went to the mountain to pray alone, because it says there that when Jesus therefore perceived that they would and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain by himself alone. Right. Amen. He knew, they realized, hey, this is the Messiah. We're getting ready to make him a king. Amen. But that's not what he wanted. He didn't come here to establish earthly kingdoms. Amen. There will be an earthly kingdom. Amen. But he wanted to establish that kingdom first in the people's hearts, in the people's soul. Amen. And when that kingdom is in your soul first, amen, then you can rule appropriately. Praise God. Amen. Then maybe he went up to a mountain up there also to pray for his disciples, because he knew, amen, what was getting ready to happen. Maybe he went, amen, to make himself a little prepared for what was getting ready to happen, the event that they were getting ready to face. Amen. And that's the same thing with us saints. Amen. God at this moment, no matter what's taking place in your life, amen, he's up there, amen, interceding for you. Aren't you thankful that we have an intercessor in this hour? Praise God. Amen. Romans chapter 8 verse 34, he says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. Aren't you thankful that he's there, amen, making intercession for you and me? Praise God. Amen. I definitely need some intercession. I don't know about you, amen. I make mistakes many times. I fail him in many ways. I get lax. I get lazy. Amen. I'm thankful that he's there interceding for me. Praise God. And if you can't say the same thing, amen, then maybe I don't know. But God, amen, sometimes we just get in these modes that we just like, just get on the cruise control, you know? And we just get on cruise control and just whatever happens, you know? Whatever happens. But sometimes we have to shift, amen. Shift those gears. Work at it a little bit, amen. Hold that clutch in, amen, in order for us to move. Praise God. I miss the days when I had my little Honda Civic my little 5-speed Honda Civic. It was fun too. Amen. But I never fell asleep. At least not while I was on the interstate. And while I was on the interstate, you know, driving on fifth gear, amen, that's when the sleep would come in. But God, amen, when you are actually doing something, amen, busy doing something, not just anything, but I'm just saying busy in service for him, well, praying, what can I do here? What can I do there? Coming to church. Amen. It's an overcoming to even come to church in this hour. to pick up the Bible and read. That's an overcoming. Praise God. Don't see it as a burden. Amen. I teach my daughters that everything, the Bible says, everything that you do, do it as unto the Lord. Even when I tell them to go clean their room. Don't do it for me, do it for the Lord. Amen. Don't tell your wife I love you, do it for the Lord. Because in you, amen, doing that for your wife, amen, you're doing it for the Lord. And in her bringing, amen, making her happy, making her satisfied, amen, doing the things, amen, you're doing it for the Lord. It's going to cause a godly atmosphere to come into. Amen. Same thing with us, the wives to the husband. You know exactly what your husband likes. But he didn't treat me right last night. He fell asleep when I was talking to him on the bed. And so, I'm not going to say anything to him. Well, you're the one that can change an atmosphere. Amen? The atmosphere is heavy in the home. Why don't you cause something to change that atmosphere? Amen? Same thing with us, with you children. Amen? Parents might not be in the right mental, I mean, they've been working all day and may be frustrated. Amen? What can you do to change the atmosphere? It doesn't have to be laid just on the parents every time. What can you young people do to change the atmosphere? Amen? Praise God. Why am I getting into this? Amen. Praise the Lord. I think sometimes saints that the gospel just has to come down to our level so we can understand sometimes. Amen? Because it's in these things, in these daily things that we fail him many times. Amen? Sure, we know the word. We know these things, but then can you apply them? Can you do them at home? Can you serve your husband the way you should? Can you serve your wife the way you should? Do you really love your children and spend time with them? Amen. These are the things that really matter. Praise God. Amen. Now verse 24, it says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." Now the disciples, they got onto the ship. Amen. And Jesus told them, "Hey, listen, I'm going to meet you on the other side. I'm going to meet you there." So they should have just taken him at his word. Amen. But all of a sudden, here comes this wind, here comes this storm coming to their lives. Amen. And it's just like us, saints. Here God's given us his commandment. Amen. To be saved and serve God. Amen. And to live for him. And then we think everything is going to be all right. We're going to get there just fine. Jesus said so in his word. We won't have any problems whatsoever. There won't be any issues at all. And then all of a sudden, the wind starts howling. The rain starts pouring. And we're stuck in the middle of the sea, not knowing exactly where to go. I can't see far off. But it doesn't matter. He said that I'll meet you on the other side. Just keep roaring. Just keep roaring. Amen. I'll meet you on the other side. Praise God. Amen. I mean, don't we feel like that sometimes? Don't we feel like God, amen, that he's abandoned us and that he's not with us? Amen. But he's there. Amen. Interceding for you. Amen. Right there. Jesus was right there interceding for his disciples. Maybe he was probably looking out. He knew exactly where they were at. Just like he knows exactly where you are at and your problem. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly, but he knows that you need to go through that just to get you to the point where he needs you to go. From point A to point B, amen, she needs to go through that to get to point B. He needs to go through that in order to get to point B. Amen. God knows all these things. But we sometimes think, amen, that he doesn't. But the Bible says that he's interceding for us. The Bible says that he is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. In other words, he knows what you're going through. He knows exactly. He's been through it. He knows what it's like to be a human. He knows what it's like to be a child. He knows what it's like to be a young person. Amen. He went through exactly what you're going through. So don't think, amen. Don't believe what Satan says. I don't know. He's not mindful of what I'm going through. He knows exactly what you're going through. Just have faith in his word. Have faith in his word that he said, "I'll meet you on the other side." Because he promised that he would. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes, saints, this ship, that we're in, amen, that we're riding in, it may get beaten and battered sometimes. Some of you all have gone through things, amen, that are hard, amen. But saints, amen, let your anchor still hold. Amen. You're still here. You've made it. God's brought you this far. If he wanted you to go that certain point in your life that you went through something so hard, if he wanted you to give up and let go right there and then, you would have just done it then. But yet you're still here. You're still here walking. Amen. You're still here. Amen. Desiring. Lord. Amen. That means he's not through with you. He's still trying to get you to point B. Praise God. He's still trying to get you to the other side. But sometimes we're the ones who are, no, Lord, I don't want to. I know. But he's trying to get you to the other side. And he needs to bring us through the sea sometimes. Through the tumultuous sea. Don't you think that God didn't know that the disciples were going to go through a storm? Of course he knew. I believe so. I believe he went up there praying for them. He was praying for his children, for his disciples. Knowing what they were going to go through. Praise God. Amen. As the song goes, the anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Amen. Though this thing's, amen, it's been chaos. Amen. God's still on the throne. Don't give up. Amen. It's too late in the game to throw in the towel. Amen. To get all in a frenzy and not know what to do. Amen. God knows what to do. So let's trust his word. Amen. He gave us exactly, amen, his will for us in his word. And all we got to do is just obey. It's just, amen, just listen to his word. Amen.
Glory.
Now verse 25, it says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Amen. Amen. This storm was hitting the disciples in the darkest time of the night. The fourth watch in the Bible, amen, is the darkest time in the night. It's the time between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Those are the darkest times of the night. Brother Branham said, just right before the sun comes up, it gets real dark. And that the disciples were out there in the middle of the sea around 3 to 6 in the morning. That's when this storm hit them. Amen. And don't you think, we're living in that time right now, saints. Amen. We're living in the darkest time that ever has existed. Amen. Amen. Right now. Right. Well, us in a sea in this great ship of Zion, saints. We don't know, amen. The winds are howling. The winds are blowing. Things are happening. Pandemic here. The government politics, amen. Well, you can't put no trust in them anymore or anything. You never could, but I mean, everything's just falling apart. Not going your way, amen. But he's still mindful of what's going on. He's still up there interceding. I'm still watching. I'm still look at them. Amen. This wind's blowing. This Lord, you be with them. He's with you, saints. Amen. He's still mindful. There can be 5 pandemics going on, and yet he's still, amen, mindful of what's going on. He's still mindful of what's happening in your life. Praise God. Amen. As stormy, as agitated and tumultuous as the waves are, amen, Jesus allowed it to get that way. Jesus allows things in your life to get that way. Amen. God, you know what God likes to do? He likes for your troubles to get lengthened a little bit. He likes for your troubles to have a little bit of length to it, because he knows exactly what he needs to get you to shift your mind, amen, to his way, and to stop thinking of it your way. Amen? Praise God. See, in our minds, we think that he's late. In our mind, we think that when he shows up and finally gives the solution, Lord, you're late.
Yeah.
You came late. That's what Martha, or one of the two sisters, told him when he came to resurrect Lazarus. Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But if he would have been there, amen, it wouldn't have been a greater miracle, amen, that it was. Because God has a purpose for all things. Amen. See, in your mind, he's late, but he's always on time. Amen. The Bible says, I mean, he's, I think there's a song, amen, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's never late. He's not like some of us, amen. I mean, I know I fell in that category, but when you're, I like what Brother Dale says, amen, when you're early, amen, or when you're there on time, you're late. Praise God. But God, see, amen, He's always on time. And He's never rushed. He's never, it's not like things take Him by surprise. Amen. He knows exactly what you need to get you to point B. Amen. To get you to the other side. Praise God. Amen. So you gotta remember that Jesus had already told them that He was gonna meet them on the other side.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And Jesus, He knew that they were going to get to the other side because, you know, He had to meet them there. That same faith, amen, that Jesus had for them, His disciples, to get to the other side, is the same faith that He has for you and me, that you're going to make it to the other side.
Amen.
Amen? The Bible says that He didn't start this work in you to just leave you alone afterwards. He said the work that He's begun in you, He will perform it to the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, He'll take care of the rest. Just stay with His word. Amen. Praise God. Now, verse 25 says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now, we just read that. Amen. And we find that Jesus had them exactly where He wanted them to be. Amen. In the darkest night, time of the night. It wasn't in the early day. It wasn't in the evening hours. Amen. It was in the darkest time. He had them exactly where He wanted them to be so that He could manifest Himself. And God has you exactly where He wants you to be, saints. And God knows, amen, why He allows things in your life. Praise the Lord. And it's not to harm you, but to help you. Amen. John 6:8, amen. The Bible says this. I didn't know this verse existed, but it says there that which alone, talking about God, it says, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. Amen. See, the disciples should have known that God can do that. Because they read it in the Word. That He can walk on the sea. He created the sea. So He can walk on it. He can do what He's the master of the sea. Amen. Praise God. So as Job says there, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. But what happened was here, look at verse 26. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Saints, Brother Branham said often, the thing that could help you is what you're afraid of. We're often so scared of the thing that can help you. And yet, that's the thing that can really—that's the thing that can really help you. Amen. We're afraid of that can help us. The disciples, amen. The Jews at that time—I was just reading a little bit. They were, especially the Pharisees. They were very superstitious, and so they believed a lot in demons. They believed a lot in all those things, and they believed on—they believed in one that would actually come and take the little children at night. And there was, I don't know what the name of the demon was, but they had all these superstitions in their mind. And so the disciples, they grew up with these superstitions, you see? Amen. And plus they were sailors. And so sailors, you know, they have their own superstition about things and stuff like that. Amen. And here comes Jesus walking to them in the water, and they've stopped fearing the wind and the rain and more. They forgot about that because they thought a ghost was coming to them. That's what the Bible says. They feared that a spirit was coming to them to do some harm to them. Not knowing that it was the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Because Jesus is the Spirit. Amen. God Himself. Amen. Coming to them. And they were afraid of that could really help them during that time. Things, I wonder if that's how we are. Here goes the word, amen. Here comes something that's taken, amen, the solution in your life, and we're afraid of it. Because it doesn't meet our expectation. It doesn't come the way we think it should come.
Right.
Amen. We're afraid of it, and that we can't get any results then. Amen. You can only get results from the Word if you believe the Word. The Word, amen, is the solution. But if you don't believe it, you can't get results from it. Amen. And believing it is to act upon it. See, your faith, amen, can't just be intellectual. It has to take action. It has to take action. Your faith has to take action in order for things to happen. Amen. Think about even if you look crazy or if you look dumb, amen, still do it. Because without it in action, faith in action, it won't work. Amen. Then it just becomes just head knowledge. Amen. We got too much of that. We need action now. Amen. Too much of it, too many of us, we know the Word. Now it's time to take action. Amen. Take action on the Word. It's time to take action. Amen. Well, how are we going to come into a body change? Amen. Taking action. Having faith in His Word, amen, believing His Word, amen, acting upon it, amen. When a little problem comes, hits your life, or something even big comes, hits your life, amen, take action. Lord, You are allowing this for me to get from point A to point B. And if point B, amen, is a body change, then Lord, let it be. I'm coming to it. Amen. I'm coming to it. I don't care what needs to happen. Sure, it's hard. Sure, it's tough. The losing of a loved one is hard. Somebody sick in your family is tough. Children that are gone astray, not even serving the Lord. Amen. That's hard. Amen. But Lord, if this is what I've got to go through, because remember, when God is allowing things in our lives, He's not just doing it for the person. Amen. For that person. Amen. He's also doing it for the people around you as well. Amen. The influences around you. God allows the situations for many different purposes.
Right.
Not just for you. So don't think about it just for you. Think about it, Lord, what is it that You're trying to do? The whole picture. The whole picture. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Branham says this in the message, "Be not afraid, it is I." He says, but the very thing that could help them and the only thing that could help them, they were afraid of it. And today it's the same thing. They're afraid to take a hold of the Holy Spirit. They're afraid to believe God's message. They're afraid to believe the Holy Spirit when they see it working among them. They'll say, now wait a minute, I don't know whether it could be for me or not. It's for whosoever will, Brother Brown says. Healing's for everybody. Salvation is for whosoever will come. Anybody. Amen. Thanks. What do we get out of worrying? Amen. I was listening to Brother Branham coming up the road here to church, and he said this. He said, if they told you tomorrow that you were getting ready to die, amen, if you knew tomorrow you were going to die, what would it benefit you to worry? What would it benefit you to get all in a frenzy? What would it benefit you? You say, well, you know, what can faith do for me? And Brother Branham says, faith can take me out. Amen. Faith can give. Faith, if I was in a firing squad and they were going to, amen, they were going to shoot me, amen, for a supposed crime that I did, faith can deliver me. Faith can sign my pardon. You do more with faith than you do with worry. Amen. Faith, amen, is the hope of things. Is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. It's the thing that you can see. Amen. It's the substance, amen, that can help you, amen. When you're walking in life, amen. It's the tangible thing. It's just as real as, it's more real than your problem. So why worry? Amen. Faith can deliver me. Worry can't. So why worry? Praise God. Faith can sign my pardon. Amen. And you know, we see people, amen, people today that they're leaving the Word, leaving this message. They're afraid of it now. They're afraid of it. And now, the very word, amen, that can help them. They're afraid of it. The very word, praise God. Verse 27 says, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Amen. Amen. I like that word there, straightway, because that word means immediately. Amen. Jesus spoke to them in a familiar tone. Amen. When he saw that they were scared and in a frenzy and they thought it was a ghost. Amen. He spoke to them in a familiar tone to let them know and let them know, hey, it is I. It's not anybody else. It's not something else. It is I. I've been walking with you all this time. Amen. It's that same voice. Amen. It's that same voice walking with you. Amen. The same voice, amen, that spoke to you at the beginning. Praise God. It's the same voice that's speaking now. Praise the Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He never changes. Oh, but I didn't feel him. Amen. You don't have to feel him. Amen. He gave us his word. Amen. You don't have to feel anything. He said, did you feel it? No. He asked, did you believe it? That's what he asked the people there in the Bible. Did you feel something? No, I didn't feel anything. Well, then believe it. Amen. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, now watch this. I want to get now to kind of the meat of the message. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. So when Peter heard that voice, amen. Now remember, the winds were still blowing. The rain was still coming through. It was still the darkest time of the night. But when Peter heard that voice, it sparked a faith in him right there to say something as ridiculous as that. It's ridiculous. Why in the world? I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. But it sparked something in him to say, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come unto thee. And you know what Jesus told him? He didn't argue with him. He didn't say, Peter, you're not born again. You don't have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He didn't give him the Greek or the Hebrew or anything like that. He said, come. See, sometimes we want to give somebody, amen, we want to give them the Greek. We want to explain to them everything. And you think that by explaining every single little detail, amen, point A, B, C, D, A, amen, are you born again yet? And you realize that that doesn't work. Amen. Just tell them, come. Just, you want to do it? If you really want to do it, then just come.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. Sometimes us explaining too much and giving too much explanation about things might even harm more than it helps. Amen. Sometimes our families, amen, aren't ready to receive certain things yet. And all they need to hear is just come. Just come to church. Amen. What did, I believe it was Andrew, amen, that told James, or said, we've seen the Messiah. He said, come see. Really? You've seen him? Just come see. Come see for yourself. Amen. And see what the good Lord has given us. Amen. But Peter, this sparked something in Peter. Amen.
Oh, glory.
And he didn't care. Amen. He didn't care what the others were saying. Amen. He didn't care. Amen. About what the disciples were getting ready to say to him or what they were thinking. Amen. He just said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And the disciples probably thought, man, well, that's strange. Peter's asking such a thing. Amen. That's weird. But Peter didn't care.
Right.
He said, Lord, bid me to come. Amen. Remember, Peter was not even born again.
Right.
Peter didn't even have the Holy Ghost during this time. Amen. Think about that, saints. You who say who have the Holy Ghost and get, amen, caught up in a frenzy, amen, about every single thing in your life. Amen. There's no need for that. Amen. When all you have to do is just come. Have faith in His Word. Amen. Have faith in His Word. Amen. Now, Brother Branham talks about that spur of a moment faith. Amen. Look what he says here. Amen. Because that's what Peter had there at that moment. Brother Branham says, I want to tell you something now. Work on that pulsation, that spur of a moment, like Joshua did, like Mary Magdalene, all those. Just that moment when something is revealed to you, grab it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen? Hold to it. That spur of a moment. Praise God. Amen. And so as the word is going forth and something reveals to you, my child will be healed. My son will come to the Lord.
Right.
Or whatever it is. Amen. If that is revealed to you, then Satan can't take that away from you.
Right.
Amen. Hold to that and take advantage of that right there and then.
Right.
Amen. Because that will stay with you. Amen. That will anchor you. That will help anchor you. And this is exactly what Peter, I believe what Peter, amen, when he heard that familiar voice of Jesus, amen, it caused a spur of the moment faith right there in him. See? A spur of the moment faith and to say, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come.
Right.
Bid me to come. Amen. Praise God. Hold on to whatever it is. Amen. God was revealing to you. Amen. Don't let Satan take it out of you. And you see God, amen, man, come on the scene. Amen. Because that's you believing his word. That's you believing and taking hold right there, anchoring yourself to that word. Amen. And he said, come. That's what Jesus told him. He said, come in verse 29. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now I want you to put yourself in Peter's shoes. Amen. Here he is on the boat. Storm still going. Remember, the storm's still going right now. Everything's going around and he's told to come. And so he just gets out and starts walking. Amen. Just takes Jesus at his word and starts walking. Walking on water. Amen. He might be walking like a little baby, you know? But he's walking. I want to see you try to walk on water.
Right.
And people criticize Peter, amen, because he sunk. But he walked on water. Have you walked on water?
Exactly.
Amen. He started walking away. Maybe he was walking in taking little baby steps. Maybe he even went a little backwards sometimes, amen. But he was walking on water.
Right.
Amen. But bring that down to our level, saints, amen. Don't criticize the brother who's walking, amen, just little bits here and there, amen, who's hanging on, amen, a little bit here and there, or if you're taking the stride, maybe you're not taking the strides that you want to take, amen,
right.
Just keep walking, amen. Jesus told you to come, just keep walking, amen. That's all you got to worry about, amen. Worry about the end goal, amen. Don't worry about your circumstances, amen. Peter at that moment was not even concerned that it was the winds were howling and that the disciples were criticizing him. Amen. Look, I can't believe that he's doing that. He didn't care. Amen. Brother so-and-so said this about me. Sister so-and-so thinks that I'm this, that, or the other. I don't care. I'm still walking to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus told me to come. Amen. And I'm going.
Amen.
Because he said so.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what we got to do. Amen. The word tells me to do such and such. I'm going because the word tells me so.
Yeah.
I don't care what sister so-and-so says. I don't care what brother so-and-so says. It doesn't matter to me. The word told me so. Amen. The word says so, and I'm going to obey the word. And Jesus is the word. Amen. The word said so. Praise God. Oh, my. If we would just take that attitude today, amen, we'd far advance in our walk. Amen. Sometimes our young people, amen, they get fearful, amen, because of what such and such might say. If I do this, amen, that or the other. If I take this step in my life, amen. Doesn't matter. Amen. Zach, has your life been improved? Or has it been worse since you started really serving the Lord? I would declare to say that it's been improved. My life was never got worse when I decided to serve God. Hey, I think it improved. God, amen, is always improving our lives. Amen. He's never depreciating our lives. Amen. When you take that step of faith, amen, he never depreciates you. He helps you for you to get advanced. Amen. To advance. He appreciates your life. Amen. Amen. Jesus didn't tell him, hey, no, watch out, Peter. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Your faith, you have wavering faith. No, he just said, come. And he's telling you and I in this hour to come. Well, no, Peter, he didn't start explaining that, you know, this, that, or the other two. Amen. He said, come, Peter. Praise God. Amen. God doesn't put limits on our Christian walk. He doesn't. You and I are the ones who put those limits on our walk. You and I, as I said earlier, you give him your arm, that's all he'll use. You give him everything, he'll use that. Amen. We're the ones who limit ourselves from receiving God's blessings. Praise God. Amen. Peter heard that word. Amen. And it was sufficient enough for him to hear that voice. The word said so. I believe it. That settles it. I'm going. Amen. See, faith is simply taking the next step. That's what faith is. It's just taking the next step in your life. It seems hard. It seems difficult, but just take it. Amen. Because it'll unleash the supernatural. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Now, speaking about Peter, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried saying, Lord, save me. Amen. Don't look at your problems in your life. Amen. Just keep walking. Somebody criticized you, just keep walking. Amen. There's a pandemic going on outside, just keep walking. Amen. Biden's doing such and such, just keep walking. Amen. CNN says such and such, just keep walking. Fox News says such and such, you just keep walking. Amen. Praise God. Just keep walking. Don't put your eye on the winds and on the storm, and don't put your eye on the critics. Amen. Keep walking. Amen. Jesus said so. You just keep walking. Come. Remember, he said come. Just go. Amen. Keep walking. Sometimes we fix our eyes on the things of life so much. Amen. And we forget where we came from. We forget, we lose our first love. Man, have you ever been that way? That love and that zeal that you had for God when you first came to God? And then you start thinking and looking at all these other things around you in life, and I got a family now, you know, I got my children, and I got to work and this, and then you forget, amen, how it was that first love to serve God. You don't even spend time with him anymore the way you should. Amen. Do that 5-minute quick prayer in the morning. Amen. When you used to get up an hour early just to pray. Not even to eat breakfast. Just to pray. Amen. Let's get back to the first love. Amen. Praise God. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. You see, I like that. That even though Peter was sinking, Jesus didn't rebuke him. He said, you see, I told you.
Right.
No, he just immediately picked him up. He immediately picked him up. He didn't start quoting him. He didn't say, you unbeliever. You know, he didn't say, you non-Christian. You need the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why you were sinking. No, he didn't tell him none of that. He said, O ye of little faith. You may be sit down.
Right.
He said, O ye of little faith.
Glory.
Now, I want you to understand this, saints, that God, oftentimes Jesus would tell the people that he would heal. He would say, it's by your faith that you've been healed. It's by your faith that you received such and such. It's not a super duper faith that you need. Now, I want you to pay attention to this and think about this. You don't need a super duper faith to grow in you in order to get what you need. You only need to use what you have already. Use the faith that God has given you. Sure, there's people with a stronger faith, amen, maybe than you or. But see, saints, they can only act upon the faith that God's given them. Oh, use what God has given you now. And only with that, amen, it's not the quantity of the faith, it's the quality of the faith. The Bible, Jesus talked about the grain of mustard. If your faith can be of the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountain. Really, if you look at it, it's not the actual size of the faith. It's not because it's small or because it's big. It's the quality of that grain. It's the quality of that seed. Amen. And it's the quality, amen, of the Holy Ghost. The same, the portion, the small portion of Holy Spirit that God has given you, the down payment that He has given you is the same, it has the same properties as God's full, amen, seed of eternal life. The same little teaspoon of ocean water that you can get from the ocean, it has the same properties that the whole ocean has. So use it. Use that little bit of faith that you have. Because that's what exactly what Jesus told Peter here. Amen. Oh, ye of little faith. Not necessarily telling him, you don't have such a great faith. Amen. You didn't use, you forgot, you stopped using what you already had. Peter didn't walk out. He didn't read, amen, a lot of stuff right before he walked out on the boat. He just heard come and he just walked out. He didn't have time to prepare. He didn't have time to do that. Amen. Sometimes you got to step out on faith on things.
Glory.
You just got to. And say, Lord, I'm doing this. And then let the water just hold me up.
Yep.
Amen. But I'm going because your word said so.
Right. Amen.
Amen. These saints, God is not going to allow more in your life than what you can handle. He never has. He never will. He's not going to put more in your life that you can't handle. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? In other words, why did you doubt, Peter? You were going such a good way. You were believing my word, amen. And brother so-and-so said something to you, and now you're just all shattered into pieces now. Amen. This happened in your life and now you're just broken. You can't seem to move on. Amen. Amen. Why did you doubt? You were believing my word when everything was going good. Why can't you believe my word now? That's when we need to believe God's word. When everything is going bad. When everything's not going our way. That's when we need to believe God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm skip ahead and amen. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Now, I want to ask you a question, saints. When Jesus picked Peter back up, amen, how do you think Peter got back to the boat? Do you ever think about that? It must have been that he walked back again to the boat. Because the Bible doesn't say that Jesus picked him up and carried him to the boat. It must have been that when he picked him up, he got him back on his feet again, walking on the water.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we do things that we're not supposed to do. Brother Branham said that we willfully sometimes do things wrong. Amen. He knows your heart, that repentant heart of yours. Amen. He picks you up. Amen. And he's still walking. Amen.
Right.
But you're not by yourself. Amen. Peter wasn't by himself. Amen. Now that he's back up again, walking. Amen. Jesus was holding his hand this whole time. Amen. He wasn't walking by himself this time. Amen. Jesus was walking with Peter back to the boat. I believe that. Amen. I mean, wouldn't you, amen, when something happens in your life and you went through it, amen, and God's delivered you, God helped you through something, amen, don't you think that would cause faith in your life? Amen. To grow even more than what you had at the beginning of the trial. Amen. I believe Peter walked back to the boat with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what you've done, saints. Amen. It doesn't matter what's happened in your life. God is a God of many chances. God is a God of many, many chances. Amen. We limit God. Amen. We limit God, but God is a God of many chances. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it was Peter's, that spontaneous faith that he had. Amen. That allowed him to walk on water. Amen. That's the faith that we need. Amen. That same faith that we have in Jesus. Amen. And Saint Peter did this without the Holy Ghost. How much can we do? Amen. With the Holy Ghost in our lives. Amen. Peter walked on water without the Holy Ghost. What can we do with the Holy Ghost? Amen. And then when they got to the water, when they got to the boat, I'm almost done here, but I got hot there for a moment. When they got to the boat, the Bible says that the storm ceased. Amen. When they got to the boat, the wind stopped. Amen. It's when you get to point B that everything will truly stop in your life. Amen. But as far as this world is concerned, amen. Amen. Things, amen. A new beginning. Amen. There's no ending to God now. God is eternal. Amen. It's a circle that just keeps going around and around and around. There's no ending to it. Amen. Praise God. But when they got back to that boat, that's when things ceased. Amen. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen. Satan would want to really sift your life. Amen. Remember in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, there it says, Jesus speaking to Peter, it said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. That's how Satan is doing to some of us sometimes. Amen. Just sifting us as wheat, just doing what he wants to do. Amen. But look what Jesus says there. He says, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Amen. He knew that Peter's faith, amen, was going to be challenged again in a greater way than it was than walking on the water. We think, oh my, Peter walked on water. That's awesome faith. That's great faith. No, it was greater faith, amen, to stay with the word. You see? But Jesus prayed for him. And you know what, saints? Jesus prayed for us as well. He prayed for us in John chapter 17. Amen. You want to read his own words about what he said about you? Read John chapter 17. Whenever Satan comes in and starts attacking your mind, whenever Satan comes in and starts working in your mind about this, that, or the other, amen. Read John 17. Read what he said about you. Read the faith, amen, that he is speaking, amen, about us having, amen, even in the hour that we're living in. Praise God. Because he wants you to come to a point where you say, it's not my will, Lord, but it's thine. Amen. Jesus' greatest trial, amen, was dying to himself there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Do you believe that? That was the greatest trial that he ever had. I mean, it was probably worse than even dying on the cross. To die to himself so that his word can work through his life, so that he could fulfill his purpose. That was the worst trial, amen. And I know that's hard, it's tough for us to give in to the word, amen, and let the word do the work in our lives, amen. It's hard. It's hard because we want to let the flesh take over. Amen. But you've got to come to, Lord, it's not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. And you see that when you do that, the Bible says there that Jesus was ministered to by angels. Angels came down and ministered to Jesus. Amen. Even in that time, because he sacrificed himself. Amen. For the greater purpose, to get to point B. Amen. I believe the disciples got to where they needed to get. Amen. But they needed to go through that. Amen. In order for to learn something in their life to increase their faith. Same thing with each one of us, saints. We've got to go through things in life. Amen. Christian walk isn't easy. Christian walk is not a flowery bed of ease. Amen. But it's a walk of promise. It's a walk of reward. Amen. God doesn't promise things to be easy, but God promises, amen, that we'll get to the end. He told the disciples, get on the boat, I'll meet you there. That was the promise. They should have just believed it. But don't let CNN, don't let everything else, amen, Fox News, whatever, amen, they're both the same thing. They don't let nothing else, amen, to take your eyes off of the word. Amen. I don't care what Biden's doing, but let Biden do whatever he wants to do. Kamala Harris, I don't care what such and such says about you got to wear two masks, or that's fine. You just concentrate on the word. Fauci said this, I don't care. You concentrate on the word. Amen. Such and such said this, I don't care. You stay with the word because the word told me to come. Amen. You stay with the word. The word will fight for you. How many love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I said tonight, it's this morning. Let's have our musicians come, but let's just sing this song. Amen. Let's sing the song, I Know the Master of the Wind.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what key, but we can start singing it. Praise God. If you have a need this morning, we'd be more than glad to pray for you. Amen. But remember, God can meet your need. Amen. No matter where you are. No matter what's happening in your life, He's mindful of your need. I can start singing and then.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and let the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and let the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Once again, sing it unto him now.
Oh, oh, I know the master of the wind. Calm the storms and let the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the master of the wind. Oh, my Lord, I know the maker of the calm the storms and let the sun to shine again.
I know, but I pray, Lord God, that you put a shield, Father, around them right now, Lord. Lord, just be with them right now, Lord God. And you help them, Father, that everything would come out well and they won't have to be affected, Lord. Also, continue to be with Brother Howe. We thank you for this testimony. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Bless your love, Lord.
He can calm the storms and let the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Sing it unto him one more time now.
Oh, yes, I know the master of the wind.
Do you really know him? Do you really, have you really heard his voice? Have you really heard him say, come? Amen. And all you gotta do is just step out by faith. Amen. Just let the word guide you. Amen. Step out by faith and you'll watch the miraculous take place in your life. He said, come. Amen. One more time, sing it unto him.
Oh, yes, I know the master of the wind. Storm and let the sun shine again. I know the master.
master of the wind.
Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know some. We all have a testimony that we could give where we took God at his word and you watched God do exactly, amen, what he promised in his word, amen. And don't make any circumstance in your life, amen, be any different, amen. Believe his word for everything, amen. Believe his word for no matter what it is. Because his word said so, amen. He said, come, praise the Lord. Amen. All hearts and minds, brother. Okay. All right. All right. Brother Dale said that for the need that showed on the screen, that we'll take up an offering this afternoon for that. So if you feel in your heart to give, amen, you're more than glad to. You'd be more than welcome to. Amen. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you once more for your word, Lord. We appreciate, Heavenly Father, the simplicity of your word, Father God, in our lives. Sometimes, Lord, we don't understand our situations, our circumstances. But, oh God, Lord, you told us to come, Lord, to be bold, Father God, to have boldness in the day, Lord Jesus, that we're living in. For, Father, we certainly need it in this hour. Lord, we pray that you would help us, guide us, and strengthen us, Lord. Lord, direct us, Father God, even by your hand, Lord, for we need thee every hour, Lord. Bless your people now as we go eat a physical meal, Lord. May you help us, Lord, to receive nourishment, Lord God, and just continue to prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us today, Lord, this afternoon through your word. We pray these things now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that once again, or we'll go.
I know the master of the wind.